Highbridge Audio presents The Zhivago Affair, The Kremlin, The CIA, and The Battle Over a Forbidden Book, by Peter Finn and Petra Cuvée, read by Simon Vance. For Nora Fitzgerald and our children Rachel, Liam, David and Rhea, and for Koos Cuvée and Paula van Rossum. Prologue. This is Dr. Zhivago. May it make its way around the world. On May 20th, 1956, two men took the suburban electric train from Moscow's Kiev station to the village of Peredelkino, a 30-minute ride southwest of the city. It was a blue-sky Sunday morning. Spring had pushed the last of the snow away just the previous month, and the air was sweet with the scent of blooming lilac. Vladilen Vladimirsky, easily the bigger of the two, had bright blonde hair and wore the billowing pants and double-breasted jacket favoured by most Soviet officials. His slender companion was clearly a foreigner. Russians teased the man that he was a stilyaga, or style maven, because of his Western clothing. Sergio D'Angelo also had the kind of quick smile that was uncommon in a country where circumspection was ingrained. The Italian was in Peredelkino to charm a poet. The previous month, D'Angelo, an Italian communist working at Radio Moscow, read a brief cultural news item noting the imminent publication of a first novel by the Russian poet Boris Pasternak. The two-sentence bulletin told him little except that Pasternak's book promised to be another Russian epic. The novel was called Dr. Zhivago. Before leaving Italy, D'Angelo had agreed to scout out new Soviet literature for a young...